Nine organisations, including Forest and Bird, Greenpeace and Fish and Game, say the government's freshwater reforms reward the highest polluters, and there need to be clear rules for farmers when it comes to pollution. Today is the last day for submissions on the Freshwater Action Plan, which will impose tighter controls on land intensification and tougher limits for nitrogen leaching. Martin Taylor, the Chief Executive of Fish and Game, is with us. Morena.
Good morning, Susie.
The reforms reward the highest polluters. How?
What they don't do is they don't focus on those organisations or businesses that are putting the most nitrate fertilisers onto the soil. And so what we need is effective rules that actually means these guys can actually change their farm operations to be more compliant. And farm plans don't work. We know for the last 20 years that farm plans, while a good on-farm tool, aren't a replacement for rules, and that's what we need.
So you're saying, what, that there are a small number of poor farmers out there who aren't going to be willing to toe the line?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of farmers doing the right thing, and we know this. And there's certainly some really high polluting intensive farmers, and a lot of them are in the dairy sector, who really just need to change their ways. And when you look around the country, there are some hot spots. You've got Canterbury, Taranaki in Southland, and we're not talking all farmers in those areas, it's just a few. And we know this from Federated Farmers and Dairy NZ tell us that there are a few who won't comply, and so we need rules to make those few laggards comply.
Okay, so how are you going to be outlining this in your submission?
Oh, we've put all this in our submission, and you know it's a pretty hefty reform package the government has put in place or is proposing to put in place. But unless they have those four bottom lines that we've outlined, which is science-led bottom lines for fresh water, so you've got to have no more than 1 milligram of nitrate per litre in water. That's not a pristine river, by the way. We've all accepted that there has to be a level of pollution in the water. We just don't want it so much that it kills everything in the water and it makes it dangerous to swim in.
So is this, though, about rules, the rules that come in, or is this actually about enforcement?
It's about both. You know, we need rules that are clear and concise and actually mean that the rivers are healthy for the fish and safe for people to swim in. And then there needs to be increased enforcement. So regional councils need to step up and do their job. And they've really been the people who've made a big error in the last 20 years. They've let this situation get to where it is now, and they really have to change it.
What do you think farmers listening to this will think of this?
Oh, well, the reasonable farmers out there and those who are compliant know they've got nothing to fear. I mean, it's been a little bit difficult over the last month or so when you've had Federated Farmers come out and say this is the end of pastoral farming in New Zealand, which was a ridiculous statement. When I went to the farmers' meeting in the Wairarapa, all the farmers there were quite pent up and hot up, and then the MFE official said there is not one waterway in your area that is affected by the nitrogen bottom line. Now, that shocked some of them because they thought they were all going to get nailed. And so that sort of calmed things down. And if you look at it objectively, this doesn't affect that many farmers.
Thank you very much for your time. Martin Taylor, Chief Executive of Fish and Game.